This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP MP Om Birla will be the NDA nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker, while Opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Talking to media outside Parliament, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said senior Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and J.P. Nadda had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and DMK MP T.R. Balu over the issue. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday and the remaining MPs will take oath today. The UP Cabinet has passed the Uttar Pradesh Public Examination Ordinance 2024 today. Under this ordinance, stringent provisions have been made for punishment against violators, which include punishment from 2 years to life imprisonment and a fine of up to crore rupees. The Cabinet meeting, chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, also passed the 42 other proposals. Our correspondent reports that the proposal of not getting anticipatory bail in cases of women, children and gangsters has also been approved. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order, granting him bail in a money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. The Bombay High Court has ordered the release of the juvenile accused in the Pune Porsche crash case. Terming the orders as illegal and without jurisdiction, a division bench of Justice Bharati Dangre and Justice Manjusha Deshpande has directed that the juvenile be placed in custody of his paternal aunt and must continue to undergo counselling sessions with the psychologist. New ambassador of China, Xu Feihong, called on External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed the India-China bilateral relationship and common interest in its stabilization and progress. Dr. Jaishankar wished the Chinese ambassador a successful tenure. The BWF US Open begins in Fort Worth Convention Center, Texas, this evening. The tournament will see a watered-down field because the top players from across the globe opted to focus on the Paris Olympics. Players in the main draw will be in action tomorrow. Leading the Indian charge will be Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand. The women's doubles duo will enter the competition as second seeds and are strong contenders for the title. On the other hand, Krishna Prasad Garaga and Sai Pratik are the only Indians in the men's doubles category. Extremely heavy rainfall is likely over Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall along the west coast and over northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further added conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of northwest, central, east and some parts of northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the national capital is likely to witness light rain and thunderstorm for the next 5 to 6 days. The IMD has also forecast heatwave conditions to continue over pockets of Punjab, Haryana, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and West Rajasthan for today. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from UK prison after a deal with US authorities. It will see him plead guilty to criminal charges of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defence information. WikiLeaks said in a post on social media platform that Assange was granted bail by the High Court in London after spending more than 5 years in jail. He would spend no time in US custody as per the conditions finalised in a tentative deal with the US Justice Department. So that we end this news bulletin.